I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll continue our coverage of what prosecutors in Arizona say was an attempted assassination. But first, in Pakistan, hardliners are calling for the release of the man who confessed to killing a liberal governor there. Mohammad Mumtaz Qadri was the security guard of the governor of Punjab province, Salman Taseer. He told police he killed Taseer because of Taseer's opposition to Pakistan's blasphemy laws that call for death for anyone seen as insulting Islam. The BBC's Aleem Makbul joins us from Lahore, Pakistan. Aleem, Salman Taseer was mourned in the New York Times by his daughter, but his assassin has been celebrated, showered by rose petals when he was in court last week. So what's the equation? How big is support for the assassin?
Salman Taseer was one of the leading liberal voices in this country. The reason I'm in Lahore is because I've just seen his children and just interviewed them, and they were saying that he knew that standing up to the extremists and the fundamentalists was a risk to his life. The day before he was killed, he was talking about the fact that a fatwa had been issued against him by imams. But even then, he carried on standing up, particularly for religious minorities. He stood up for a Christian woman, Asia Bibi, who was sentenced to death for insulting the Prophet Muhammad, something she said she didn't do. So for liberals and for moderate Muslims, he was something of a hero. But for a large section of the society here in Pakistan, he was seen very much as a hate figure, somebody who is against their brand of Islam. And that's why we've actually seen larger gatherings in those of support for the killing. But that may be because there are a lot of people who are scared, liberals and moderates who are scared, because coming out to support him is now something for which they would have to risk their life.
Well, and what does that mean for U.S. attempts to get Pakistan's leaders to really do battle with the Taliban in sanctuaries along the border with Afghanistan? We know Vice President Joe Biden is heading to Pakistan this week to meet with the top military and political leaders to bring that challenge to do more. Given this assassination, what impact will that have?
I mean, it's a very good question, because if the extremist voice in Pakistan is shouting louder than the moderate voice, as seems to be the case, it means that all that money and effort that has gone into de-radicalizing people here is not necessarily working. There needs to be some kind of different tactic, and that's probably what Joe Biden will be looking for. He will be welcomed by some of the Pakistani authorities, certainly the Pakistani government. But there have been big differences between the outlook of the White House and the Pakistani military. And the Pakistani military somehow feels it's being criticized too much by the White House. The White House and other observers would say rightly so, because perhaps Pakistan and its military isn't doing enough to stamp out militancy here.
Well, the news from the weekend on that front is that the Obama administration is going to offer Pakistan more military intelligence and economic support. So Joe Biden travels with that pledge as well. You're saying that all the money in the world may not make the difference. How much, though, we're wondering, is Richard Holbrooke missing from this conversation? This is the former special envoy to the region who recently died.
Yes, well, he was very well respected here as someone who knew the region very well over a long period of time. I mean, there are those within the Pakistani administration who found him abrasive, but there was some level of respect for his ability to bring people together and push issues forward. You know, a lot of observers are saying this is the time to put pressure on Pakistan.
By the way, in the brief time we have, are Pakistanis aware of the attempted killing of a congresswoman here, the first in our history, the killing of a federal judge? Are they aware of that, and are they making comparisons?
Yes, those comparisons have been made, certainly in the press over here. They've looked at the fact that here it's felt that Salman Taseer, the governor who was shot dead, was killed because of his politics. And there are suggestions that that's got something to do with the shooting of the congresswoman in Arizona as well. But the difference is here, the governor's death is not being condemned by all quarters of society, and there is, in fact, support for it. So that has led to a lot of navel-gazing here in Pakistan about where their country is right now and where it's heading.
The BBC's Aleem Makbul is speaking to us from, it sounds like, a street in Lahore, Pakistan. Aleem, thank you so much.
Yes, my pleasure.
And just ahead, a conversation here in the U.S. with one of Gabrielle Giffords' colleagues, Bob Brady of Pennsylvania. The congressman says there ought to be a law in the U.S. against threatening a congressperson. But what about First Amendment rights? We'll have that conversation in 30 seconds here and now.